Welcome back to Getting Naked with Nate. I am your host, Nate Maingard, and I'm trying something a little different today. Well, several things. One of them is that I'm standing. Two of them is that I'm using an incredible microphone that is world class. It's called a Tull F47. It's handmade right here in South Africa in Cape Town. And these wonderful folk were kind enough to sponsor me one of these. I borrowed it for a bit and I was going to like pay it off over the next 17 years of my life. But then they were like, you know what? We really like what you're doing. We like your music. We like your vibe. We think you deserve to have one of these. And so that was really cool. So thank you to Tull Microphones. Sadly, I'm not using it for music much at the moment because I'm not playing as much due to my neck issues. But I am now using it for this podcast and seeing how it goes, because it's like a lot more effort to set up and everything like that. But I feel like, hey, if it's worth it, it's worth it. And I want to provide something that sounds as beautiful as can be. And I feel like this microphone is one way to do that. So today, the final thing I'm doing differently today is that I'm actually doing it, recording this podcast in a linear fashion, which I haven't done recently. So basically, I'm recording the intro and then I'm listening to the song and then I'm recording the main part and then recording the final part. So before, I've been recording the sort of body of it and then going back and doing the intro based on what I said in the body. So at this point, I don't know what's coming. As much as you don't know, I don't know. We are both in the same boat. I hope that you're enjoying the podcast so far. Thank you so much for all the feedback that I've been getting from everyone. It's just great. And yeah, I'm excited to keep growing. And if you want to help me to do that, please be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Leave a review if you can. All that does is that it helps more people to see it. It tells iTunes that it should show that to more people in their suggested browsing and all that kind of stuff. It really helps a lot. And obviously, it's nice for me to know that people are listening and enjoying it. I mean, that's actually a big part of it as well, I have to admit, is that my desire is to hear from you going, this is a worthwhile thing. We like it. Please keep doing it. So do, if you have a moment, stop by iTunes and leave me a review. That'd be so cool. Yeah, so today's episode, we are talking about Nine Lives, which is one of my older songs. Its original name is Cat's Got Time. And I don't know what inspired me to write it. It was just like some songs I have a very clear idea of where they came from. I remember when I wrote them, all that kind of stuff. This one, I don't really remember anything about it other than that I wrote it. And I love it. It's still one of my favorite songs. But yeah, we'll have a listen to it. I don't want to tell you too much about it beforehand. Oh yes, as always, all the show notes, which I love writing the show notes and I put a lot of care and effort into it. So please do go check those out as well at nakedwithnate.com. The show notes are a great place for you. So that's it. Let's have Nine Lives and then I'll be back afterwards and we'll get right into the body of this beautiful experience that is Getting Naked with Nate. You're amazing. See you in a few minutes.
Fascination for material medication. Should we blame our education for this fucked up situation? Fucked up situation. What is it that we fear? Come close but not too near. Let's smile and shed a tear for the songs we love to hear. Songs we love to hear. All I need's a patch of sunlight from where to watch the world run by. You tell me life is a rat race. I'm no rat, I've got time. This cat's got time. This cat's got time. This cat's got time. Cat's got time. What brought us to this place? What is it that we chase? Our future has a face. We're full of wonder and grace. We're full of wonder and grace. A patch of sunlight from where to watch the world run by. You tell me life is a rat race. I'm no rat, I've got time. This cat's got time. This cat's got time.
cat's got time. This cat's got time. This cat's got time. Sunlight from where to watch the world run by. You tell me life is a rat race. I'm no rat, I've got time. This cat's 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 got time. Cat's got time. This cat's got time. This cat's got time. Nine lives to back it up. Nine lives to back it up. Nine lives to back it up. Nine lives, nine lives.
I haven't actually listened to that song in quite some time, and I must say I'm so happy about that recording. It was it's from my 2013 EP In the Shadows, and it has four songs in it and a bonus kind of acoustic track, which was a song I just happened to write as we were finishing up. But I recorded it with this amazing guy, James Ribbons, in London. He is an old friend of my dad's, and we became friends over the years, and he's just always been surrounded by these insanely cool musicians, and I've always really looked up to him as a very skilled musician himself. And so when we were talking about it at some point, he's like, oh, we should do something together. And then I raised funds for it. I did a crowdfunding campaign, and he got me connected with friends of his. Well, this amazing bunch of people. They all are just these like world-class musicians and session musicians and a producer, an engineer. And so we ended up recording with them. I mean, these guys have worked. If you know the song, well, I'm sure you know the song. Jason Mraz, I'm Yours. I'm yours, you know. So the same drummer that plays on that song that you just heard on that whole EP of mine is the guy, is that same drummer, which is just so cool. I mean, like, what? And yeah, also, yeah, anyway, it was amazing. And not only that, but more than that, they are just really sound and sweet human beings. Like, I felt so comfortable with them. I felt like they were so far ahead of me as far as being a musician goes, and yet they were just completely chilled with me and friendly and kind and took the time to get into the music and have a lot of fun. And I was like, that's rad. And actually, Nine Lives, no one really knows this yet, but Nine Lives is the one song that we used on the album where it was actually the live, there was no overdubbing of. So basically what we did is we recorded everything live in studio, and then we took the songs to James's home studio and I re-recorded all the guitar and vocals for the songs to kind of bring it into alignment, and then, you know, all the things that happened. But with that song, we actually used the original, that one take all the way through, because it just sounded so alive and so real and it sounded so nice. So yes, that is a little bit of insight for you on that song. And so it also changed quite a lot for the EP version. I have an older version on one of my earlier albums that is quite different lyrically. And anyway, but you can go listen to that if you want to. That's up to you. So yeah, Nine Lives, what's it all about? I'm sure you have developed some opinions about it at this point. Like, what's it talking about? I guess that, like, I just kind of want to go through it step by step, and that'll lead us into what it is that the song's about. So the first lyric is, we're full of fascination for material medication. Should we blame our education for this fucked up situation? This fucked up situation. So yeah, that basically is like this fascination for material medication. We've got this obsession in our culture. I don't know if you've noticed in our society, but I notice that if you hear clicking sounds, it's the floor creaking under me as I move, because I'm standing for this session and I'm freaking out about it. I'm like, oh no, it's a loud sound, but I suppose it doesn't matter. Anyway, so we're full of fascination for material medication. It's this idea that we fill our lives with more and more material stuff, hoping that it will make us feel good about life, about ourselves, about our existence. And then, yeah, that's what we do. We're fascinated by it. I mean, look around you. The people who are the most celebrated are the ones who've or that's what we're told, is like, if you accumulate more stuff, then you'll be more successful and happier and everyone will like you and you'll be a better person. Is that true? I'm not sure. I'd like to hear what you think about that. Comment in the show notes. Should we blame our education for this fucked up situation? Is basically like, where does it come from? How did we get this idea that this is the way to live? Should we blame our education? And education, not just in terms of the schooling that we had, but the sort of social education conditioning that we get from our culture, from the movies that we watch, from the media that we absorb, from our parents, from our general structure. And so, yeah, that's basically what that first verse is talking about. It's just this like, why are we so fascinated by this stuff that doesn't seem so important actually? And where did we get this from? And yes, it definitely has to do with that. And interestingly enough, school, like the way that school is structured in most parts of the world, at most schools, westernized schooling is based on, was initially developed at the sort of beginning of the Industrial Revolution, when they needed to teach people how to work better, like work more efficiently and follow the clock and do all these things that humans had never done before. And time wasn't that important before the Industrial Revolution. It's kind of like stuff happened in its time and there were seasons, but there wasn't this need for strictness around time. And clocking in and clocking out only started in the Industrial Revolution. And then so the schools had to teach people to follow orders, follow the rules, answer the questions not correctly, but in the correct way that was requested by the system. And so you can look at our education system and wonder, is it still like that? Seems to be to me. I certainly struggled with it. Next verse. What is it that we fear? Come close, but not too near. Let's smile and shed a tear for the songs we love to hear. So again, what is it that we fear? Like, what are we so afraid of that we're accumulating all this stuff? Like, where does that take us? What does it bring us? What's the point in all of that? Come close, but not too near. It's the thing of like, we're trying to connect with one another, but we're also holding one another at a distance. It's like, yeah, I want to connect, but I'm also feeling like I don't want to be vulnerable and open myself enough. So stay a bit at a distance. And so there's this like dichotomy or this paradox of existence where we really, really want to connect. But to do that, we have to make ourselves unsafe in a sense. And I say unsafe only from a certain perspective. We have to make ourselves vulnerable and intimate and open to really connect. And I don't see that happening enough in the world. Let's smile and shed a tear for the songs we love to hear. To me, music has been one of the great connectors with emotion in my life. It has spoken to the things that are most true in every aspect of emotion I've ever gone through. And so I just, yeah, like let's connect through the music, man. Like let's get into it together. And then we get into like the pre-chorus, which is all I need is a patch of sunlight from where to watch the world run by. You tell me life's a rat race. I'm no rat, I've got time. And so it's this, I mean, that's very much based on the idea of how cats just seem to get it right. Dogs too, animals in general, how they just seem to, without needing, like humans are the only animal to invent watches, to pay so much attention to time in such an intense way. Anyway, so yeah, like this idea of all I need is a patch of sunlight. Like, give me the moment. Give me this moment that's happening right now and let me just live in it. That's all I need, is to be present in this moment as it's happening, to watch the world run by. You tell me life is a rat race. I'm no rat. I've got time. Which is kind of funny because I love rats. They're like my favorite animal. If I was to be any other animal, one of my top choices would be a rat, because they're super social. They're super intelligent. They're super sneaky and clever and fun and playful. And they're an amazing, amazing creature, really. I used to have rats as pets and I still think that they're just such epic animals. So it's funny that I'm like, I'm no rat, I've got time. So I'm saying I'm a cat instead. And then the chorus is, this cat's got time. So exactly that, this cat's got time. I got all the time I need to do all the things I want to do. And that's my life. Saying that, you know, that's not actually how my life plays out on the daily, but it's definitely something I still strive towards, is finding balance in a way that I can be of service to myself and to the world, like bring value into the world, do stuff that feels deep and meaningful, rather than just throwaway experiences. That's what I'm aiming for. I definitely don't get there a lot of the time. I feel like it's actually getting harder in some ways because of the internet. And I love the internet. The internet has brought me to you in this moment. The internet has brought me all my patrons, who are the raddest bunch of humans in the world. Shout out to my natives crew. Yeah. Really, like, I couldn't do it without you guys, and I'm so grateful for that. So yay, internet. It's a powerful tool. It's helping us to spread information and ideas, but it also comes with a serious dark side, and some of that is to do with addictiveness and time wasting and distraction and all of the things we know about, and trolls. I was thinking about that this morning, how trolls, it's almost too nice a name. Like, trolls is like, oh, cute little trolls, like. But in reality, it should be acknowledged that trolls are not happy people. You can't be a happy person and go and say the stuff that trolls say, the stuff that trolls say to me on my live streams, the stuff that trolls say to the other people I've seen, how much of a hassle it is being anyone who's out there speaking their truth and having other people not just disagree. Disagreement is normal, expected, natural, healthy. But other people coming and being like, you're a terrible human. I want terrible things to happen to you. This is, you know, that, how could you, you can't be a happy, wholesome, well, like, integrated person and do that. And so instead of calling them trolls, I don't know, I want to call them something else. Tell me if you think of any good names, like, where it's really like, it's not trolls, it's broken people. It's sad, lonely, depressed, angry, frustrated. Yeah, like people who just, I don't know, haven't been heard and are trying to find another way to be heard. It's like, let me shout terrible things so that you pay attention to me. I mean, that's really what they are. They're lonely. They're just not getting enough love. I mean, that's what they're love starved. It's sad. Anyway, I don't know how I got onto trolls, but I was thinking about it this morning. Anyway, so there's one more verse to the song, which is, because the song goes around a lot, the choruses repeat. So there's only one more verse, which is, what brought us to this place? What is it that we chase? Our future has a face full of wonder and grace. So it's basically turning things at the end, going like, what brought us here? We have to ask this question, like, how did we get to this point? What can we learn from where we've been? Because it's not working. What is it that we chase? So it's like, where do we come from? And also, where are we going? What is it that we chase? What do we think is ahead of us that we're going to rush towards in this busy life that's going to be so much better than where we've been if we don't change? And so that's the final piece. Our future has a face full of wonder and grace. It's like, I just hope and pray, and I'm optimistic at times about the fact that we are heading in a direction that is more wholesome than the one that we've, than from where we come and from where we current and into where we're currently headed. It's not looking good, but this is why this podcast, this is why my music, this is why people all over this world who are quiet, beautiful, gentle, loud, upstanding, introverted, mixed up, wonderful white knights, people who are doing the good things that they can. In last week's episode, I talked about thinking of a starfish and like doing the little bit that you can to make, even if it's a tiny difference to one person or just to yourself, anything that you can do to bring a little more positivity, a little more light, a little acceptance, a little forgiveness, a little compassion, whatever you can do, accumulatively, that makes a huge difference. Really, it really, really does. Like, if you look at my Patreon, for example, there are 300 and almost 400 people pledging money every month. And a lot of those people are pledging very what you would call a small amount, $1 or $3 or $5 a month. And you go, oh, well, it's not such a big deal. But you get 100 people pledging $5 or 500 people or $1,000. It's like that starts to have impact. And so think of your impact on the world that way. Yes, there are those out there who are doing all the huge, massive things that we all see and hear about, but they aren't enough. And there's only a few. There can never be. We aren't all like that. We aren't all shouting from the rooftops and changing millions of lives and like the Gandhis of the world. It's amazing that they exist. But what the world really needs is for all of us, just ordinary little humans making our way to just do those little bits of energy that is positive, little bits of energy that is forgiveness. Those little, heal ourselves, heal the trauma that we come from, take steps to do those things. I'm actually listening to a podcast right now it's one of Tim Ferriss's podcasts. I'll link to it in the show notes. It's just blowing my mind. It's like so many things that I've felt and believe. I've had ongoing problems with, well, not problems, I've had ongoing challenges with my mood, my state. I would call it maybe depression or I don't know what, but so emotional state and also my physical state. And this talk is between Tim Ferriss and Gabor Mate, who is some insanely cool like doctor out there who I'd never heard of, whose speciality is around addictions and why humans become addicted, and that it's not actually about the substance, it's about the pain. The pain is what brings you to the point of needing something to help. And I just really resonate with that. Like, it's, I understand I'm addicted to my technology in ways that are harmful for me. I can, and it's an escape. It's an escape from feeling stuff that I can't bear to feel. And so anyway, there's some really cool tools in that talk. I mean, I've got like a page of notes. I'll even share some of the stuff with you in the show notes. Stuff around somatic healing and a bunch of other stuff, which I can't really remember right now. So I'll just share it in the show notes. And it's really valuable. I'm going to start some of these modalities because I feel I connect with them so strongly. It's such a different way of approaching things like depression and addiction to the mainstream, where we've been told it's just a chemical imbalance in your brain. That is just a tiny part of the big story. There's also a Facebook video I watched just yesterday or the day before that was about addiction and just stuff that's like, whoa, this is inspiring. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that we're all traumatized. We live in a world that is based on, there's just trauma for everyone to greater or lesser extents in different ways, but trauma doesn't feel good for anyone who's experienced it. And so if we don't resolve our own trauma, what we bring into the world has a much greater chance of perpetuating that trauma. And so I look at a parent who's been traumatized. I look at my parents, the trauma that they both experienced as children, that they carried into their adult life, that they then passed on to their children, and that I'm now dealing with. And that my parents are, they're working on their stuff. They have been working on their stuff. And I really like celebrate both of them. They have done so much work, more than almost anyone I've ever met. They've really, each of them in their way, stepped into their work. But when they had me, they were young. They had no idea what they were up to. They were just beginning to realize that maybe something wasn't, maybe they still had some stuff to work on. I want to play the song again, and maybe it'll give you a different insight. I'm going to play a different version. I'm actually going to play the original version, which I don't even know. I think it's from my album Home, or it's from my first one, The Wildland, but I actually can't remember. So we're going to listen to it now, and then I'll be back to just share with you some cool reading, some cool videos to watch, some stuff that might help you on your journey forwards. If there's anything that this has inspired in you and maybe these tools can help you to carry forward. So yeah, you're amazing. Thanks for being here. And this is One More Time, Cat's Got Time or Nine Lives.
Fascination for material medication by our education. Well, it's a fucked up situation. Yes, it's an awkward situation. But let's not argue pedantics about who is gonna win. 'Cause I'm not entering your races, so I don't think that's relevant. And all I need's a patch of sunlight from which to watch the world run by. You tell me life it is a rat race. Well, I'm no rat, so I've got time. Yes, I'm no rat, so I've got time. This cat's got time. This cat's got time. Pedantics about who is gonna win. 'Cause I'm not entering your races, so I don't think that's relevant. And doll that needs a patch of sunlight from which to watch the world run by. You tell me life, it is a rat race. Well, I'm the rat, so I've got time. Yes, I'm the rat, so I've got time. This cat's got time. This cat's got time. This cat's got time. This cat's got time.
So now that I haven't listened to in a long time, like a really, really long time. Oh man, that was heaps of fun. You know, I hate to say this, but I kind of in some ways prefer that earlier version. I mean, the lyrics are so different as well, but I feel they were a little more true to kind of my writing style. I definitely shifted things around quite a lot for the EP because I wanted it to be more broadly appealing, I guess, or something. But anyway, I like both versions for their reasons, but it's nice to hear both. And the lyrics are now changed in the second one, so I'm not even going to get into that. But it's basically the same idea. So sorry about that. So yeah, I wanted to recommend to you, well, first of all, please do check out the show notes. The show notes are rad. That's where all the good vibes are. And yeah, you can subscribe to the podcast there. You can leave comments. You can become my patron. You can do all the stuff that is around like finding this podcast again. The comments, I really like want to hear from you. So whatever your thoughts are, if you have questions, any of that kind of stuff, I want to hear from you. So please do take the time, go check it out, nakedwithnate.com. So what you will find there as well at the show notes is one of the things is a link to a book called The Wonder Box. There's a bit of a funny story behind this one in that my dad actually, he read this book years ago and he loved it so much that he bought a copy for myself and each of my siblings and posted them off to us in various parts of the world, wherever we were living. And he was like, guys, you have to read this book. It's just phenomenal. And it's like really just talking to some of the most incredible, all the things. We all went, yeah, whatever, whatever. And I didn't read it for years. I only finally read it when I went to visit my dad. And he didn't even say anything. He didn't even be like, oh, you have to read it. I just saw it in his library and I didn't have anything else to read in that moment. So I read it and it is so good. It is so very good. It's based, I think it's written by a historian. I don't know how to say his name. It's very confused. Roman Krznarik. It's confusing for me anyway, as an English speaker, but I'd love to hear it said by someone who can say it properly. So if you can, like, I don't know, send me a voice note or something with it. I'd love to hear that. Anyway, but the book itself is about like how better ways to live based on how we've lived in the past, which I think is an interesting idea. It's like, have they, because we often look at back and go, oh, it was way better. It's way better now than it was then. And we live longer and everything's great. But some of the things that we assume are just reality, like, oh, it's just always been that way. You know, people say things like that. Some of those things are so untrue that it's actually only been that way for like 100 years in some of the things. So yeah, I really, really recommend that book. He talks a lot about time and how we treat time. He talks about work, how we treat work, about marriage, about love, just like some of those big questions about being human and how we live in this society. And he answers them beautifully. And it's funny and it's entertaining. It's an enjoyable read. It's not a heavy read. It's, yeah, so I just can't recommend that enough. Also, The Naked Ape. I did actually recommend that last week. I think I was meant to, like I had already thought that I wanted to talk about it in this one, but I mentioned it last week. Anyway, The Naked Ape's rad. It's just basically this zoologist who, Desmond Morris, who wrote it, the book. And he says, he's like, I'm going to treat humans as though they are a new species of animal I have discovered. And so I'm going to categorize them and like look at all their different traits and the characteristics and what makes them who they are. And that's what the book is about, basically. And so it's cool. It's cool to see humans written about almost from an outside perspective. It's like, I called them the naked apes because they're the closest relative to them in nature is the ape, but they don't have hair. Although I have lots of hair. My dad and I, our side of the family is pretty furry. Wait, listen to this. That's the sound of my chest hair being rubbed. So yes, I do recommend The Naked Ape just to remind yourself that we are animals and that, yeah, some of our responses and nervousness and all the things that we are currently dealing with are a result of us living outside of our natural environment, putting ourselves into the zoos we call cities. Anyway, but the book's got more about that and it's great. Finally, what I wanted to share with you is like the most popular TED talk of all time with very good reason. It's called Do Schools Kill Creativity? Again, this will all be in the show notes. You don't have to remember any of it other than just nakedwithnate.com. Remember that and you'll be fine. And yeah, Do Schools Kill Creativity? It's an incredible talk by a sir, I can't remember his name now, Raymond something. Anyway, but it's just phenomenal. He speaks beautifully and he talks about how, you know, we learn in different ways and school. Anyway, you should just go and see it. It's fantastic. So highly recommended. And that, my dear friend, is all that I have for you today. It has been a great pleasure to share another episode of Getting Naked with Nate. I'm struggling a bit at the moment with my throat. It's weird. When I record my episodes, my my throat gets very tight. So I'm not sure what to do about that. I wonder if it's related to my neck issues, my spasms, or I don't know. Anyway, but I can feel that my throat's a bit rough now. So it's good that I'm ending here. And I will be back next week. And I also have previous episodes. So if you want, go to nakedwithnate.com and check out old episodes and subscribe so you get notified about the upcoming ones. And please do ask questions, engage. I want to hear from you. I want to hear if you disagree vehemently with everything I've just said, or if you agree, or if it made you feel something, or if it reminded you of something, or whatever. I want to know your story so that I can incorporate that into the upcoming episodes and I can know what's working for you, what's not working. One more time, if you can leave a review on iTunes, that'd be super epic, like a really big deal. And very finally, I don't know if I said finally already, but definitely finally, is my Patreon page. The Patreon is the reason that I can do what I do. I am supported by the most generous group of magnificent humans, tribe from around the world. And it's just fantastic. And so if you want to get pledging on there, again, in the show notes, you can check it out. It gets you some pretty rad rewards as well, which I think is great. But most of my patrons say that they pledge because they want to support. They believe in what I'm doing. They believe it brings value into the world. My music, my podcasts, my live streams, everything that I'm up to. So yeah, you can pledge either way. You can pledge if you think that what I do is awesome. You can pledge if you think his rewards are great. I want them. So either one of those is fine. And thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. You're amazing. And I can't wait to hear from you. I will see you again next week. Thanks for getting naked with Nate. I am Nate Maingard. You are awesome.
Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who has named me shameless. So leave me be, I'm tempted. Every rule I've bended, I shake the weight and break the hate with everything that I am made of. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. Wild, untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who has named me shameless. I'm looking for a friend to get me out of my head. This chamber of reflections is just paved with all my good intentions. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who has named me shameless. So if you are less stressed, let us put this to the test. For who is love when loving not those who have not loving God? La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Try to see my point of view.
echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable, shaped